Exonerated at IU's Wells Metz Theater is a wonderfully insightful, character-driven exploration of the worst ills of the criminal justice system. Actors and first-time playwrights Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen were so moved by a phone call at a theater conference that they set out to meet and interview people across the country who'd been successfully released from death row. The project grew into a reading, then a further refining with deeper research into court records and archives. Catherine De La Rosa, the IU Productions dramaturg, writes that 99% of the words we heard are from actual interviews and official records. In potently dramatized stories, the six main characters of Exonerated, three African Americans and three Caucasians, tell their stories of arrest, trial, conviction, prison time on death row, exoneration, and the mixed effects of freedom. Weaving the themes of the evening and his own story is the poetical Delbert, played by the eloquently well-spoken Ainsley Valentine. Matthew Murray's Gary was an innocent of the murder of his parents, but convicted as police took an imagined scenario and claimed it as a confession. On death row, he preserves his sanity by learning to embroider with blue threads from his jeans and orange from prison wear. Returned to life, he's happy, but a bit uncertain, and the stories from the past still surround him. Robert, Richard St. Victor, is the most outgoing and animated of the cast, a ball of vocal and physical energy. His crime, as he sees it, was being black at the right place at the wrong time. Time on death row taught him to focus his anger and to mix it with eloquence in his appeals. Freed, Robert is still baffled by a society where he can't get a license to race horses but can purchase a gun. Nicholas Jenkins Carey is one of the longest serving on death row from Exonerated. A fingerprint from the crime scene was misused to put him there, and it wasn't until 22 years later that DNA from that same scene proved he wasn't the killer. Carey's friendship with gay people was used in court to paint him as a potentially violent animal, and in prison led to brutal abuse that he's still scarred by. David, Kevin Wren, seems the most vulnerable and least sure of all the characters. As a young black man, he seems simply to have been the suspect of opportunity for a campaigning sheriff. David struggles both in prison and out with matters of faith, and as Kevin Wren remarked in a talkback, David needs a hug. Megan Dieter's Sonny has the most complicated story. She and her boyfriend Jesse, Reed Francis Henry, were with a friend when he shot and killed two policemen and then fled with them. Once captured, the friend plea bargains, and his testimony sends both of the couple to death row. There the two continue a fanciful letter relationship, even using Japanese dictionaries for personal thoughts. Sonny's eventually released, but Jesse was executed. As played by Megan Dieter, Sonny seems remarkably resilient and very positive about the freedom she now has. Jolly Manning played a number of roles in Exonerated and was a bit of sunshine as Gary's supportive wife and Carey's new happily pregnant wife. Lee Martin, too, had a number of parts, and as Robert's wife added a bit of comic relief with her reactions to this headstrong young man. In addition to playing Sonny's boyfriend, Reed Francis Henry was very effective as a sheriff, a police officer, a bar buddy, and so on. Nicholas Munson did a fine job as the killer who ratted out Sonny, and Jesse, with strong appearances as a violently homophobic attorney and the doomed brother of Carey. The main focus of Exonerated is on those convicted and their stories of justice twisted, misused, and denied. For anyone wondering at the lack of attention to the people who helped them, Ainsley Valentine's Delbert has a metaphoric answer. When you take your car in for repair, you don't tell the mechanic what's good about it. The set in the Wells Metz by Jeremy Smith is mostly the well-chosen and placed chairs for each of the six, with a lovely backdrop of hanging chains. Lighting designer Alan Hahn does a nice job of focusing our attention, and with sound designer Seamus McHenry does a lovely thunder and rain shower with those chains. Costumes by Chen Chen were all well-fitted and fitting. Director Liam Castellan chose the play for its serious qualities, but never forgets that its strength comes from the very reality of the characters and the full spectrum of their humanity. There's action, violence, pain, suffering, and there's also human warmth, humor, and resilience. Exonerated at IU's Wells Metz Theater continues through Saturday, December 10th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.